The weather today has been far from typical for early spring across eastern New York and western New England. We had some rain and thunder this morning, and then some severe storms in spots through late morning into this afternoon. Temperatures have been mild again. Some areas made it into the 70s this afternoon, and the dew points are rather high for March, so there is a touch of mugginess in the air. A cold front is passing through. As the front moves by, any stormy weather will move away, and we'll see cooler and windy weather heading into tonight. There is a wind advisory for much of our area through tonight. The wind gusts will possibly reach 50 miles per hour, and that is enough wind to bring down some branches, so some scattered power outages are possible. Temperatures will cool down, though it's not going to be cold for this time of year. So even though tomorrow will be a cooler day than today, temperatures will still be several degrees above seasonable levels. Tonight, lows will drop into the 30s, so it'll be on the chilly side. And of course, with that gusty wind, it will feel colder. And tomorrow is going to be the weekend pick. We'll have an area of high pressure in control, so it'll be a bright day, though some clouds might mix in at times. Temperatures will be mainly in the low to mid 50s tomorrow afternoon. And to help put things in perspective, the normal high temperature at Albany is in the upper 40s, so that is still warmer than normal. There will be some wind, especially during the morning, though it won't be as gusty as the wind is right now. And then on Sunday, we'll have another storm come into the northeast, so that'll bring a widespread rainfall. And it's possible that the rain could end as some snow, mainly across the higher elevations, Sunday night. And then Monday will be a quiet day. It'll be seasonably cool. We'll actually be in the 40s for a change. And then temperatures will start to climb again for Tuesday and Wednesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some lingering showers, possibly switching to snow showers in the mountains, windy and colder, with lows in the low to mid-30s. And then for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 40s to low 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partial clearing, windy and colder, with lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, cooler but still mild for March, with highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy and colder, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partial clearing, windy and colder, lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, cooler but still mild for March, pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-50s. Region-wide on Sunday, rain likely, highs in the 40s and 50s, and then on Monday, mostly sunny, breezy, and seasonably cool, with highs in the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.